My name is Matthias. I am 17 years old. Today is November 27th, 2018, and I'm speaking with Joel, who is my father. We're recording in New York City, New York. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
The most difficult moment?
Mm-hmm.
The most difficult moment of my life was when I lost my parents. They passed away. It was very hard for me.
Why?
Because it's sad. You think you prepare for it, but you don't. You know, and then you realize that you didn't give that enough, or don't, you know, and then. That was a very difficult for me. I don't know about most difficult, but it was difficult for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was in this country, and you know, they went down there, and I have to fly, and you know, that was hard.
Mm-hmm. Of the people you've lost in your life, who do you miss the most? What is it about them that you miss?
My brother, who passed away very young also, I miss him. And we always fight, and we always, but he always give me how to behave, you know. I was younger, he was older, so, you know, he was like my older brother. And he always, tell me why you have to fight. Why did you fight? Were you young? You want to fight? And he was a good man, and he never say a bad word, like anything, you know. And he passed away, heart attack suddenly. Nobody believed that.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
When I have a kid. Like your brother, you, your sister, I was very happy. All of you guys was born on my hands, so you know I'm very happy. That's the happiest moment of my life when you guys come into this world. So I was very happy.
Can you tell me what it felt like when you were sworn in as a citizen?
That was a great moment. I was so proud. Oh, that was beautiful. I still remember that day. Very, very proud. Very proud to be Cabo City. Even if they don't look you now as a citizen,
mm-hmm.
You are American. We are American. We South American. We American, but United States citizen then. But nobody look at you like you are. You're still Spanish. Since I listen, you're Spanish. Spanish, can't say, but it's all right. You feel you are. That's important thing.
Mm-hmm. What was your first day in the United States like?
My first day in the United States. I really want to stay only a year in the United States. I said I'm going to stay 1 year, I'm going to work 1 year, then I'm going to save my money to buy a car. I love to get a car, so I said I'm going to buy a car. So I talked to my father, I said, listen, I'm going to stay in America, I'm going to work 1 year, I'm going to save for my car, then I'm going to go back and I'm going to buy my car. That's what I want, a Fusca. A Volkswagen Fusca, that's what I want. So my first day that I still remember is that I was young. I was 20 year old, 21. And I don't wanna wear long john because I'm young. I'm gonna wear long john. Mm-hmm. And I was waiting for the train 7 on Woodside Station. Freezing myself. I was freezing in there, and I still remember that. That was the thing that I was impacting. How cold it is in New York. That was something I'm still in my memory. That day, I still feel that cold because I don't want to use long john. Now I use it. Hopefully. But that was that.
Mm-hmm. What was the worst thing you did as a kid?
What was the worst thing? In South America, is a little house. They build it up on the street, and they for the saint, you know, Saint Alfonso, Saint Rita, and all the saints, and then they left money as a gift for her, for the saint, and I steal the money. I remember I steal the money from there to buy a candy. And I was, you know, I still remember that. Well, how could I do that? You know, I steal the money for the same people. Attend there. They, you know, they.
That is the worst thing, is.
Yeah.
Okay. Nothing else from like when you were older, like that was little kid, but like what about like?
When I was older.
Like teenager.
Teenager. But that I didn't teenager that I regret? No,
you think was bad?
I think it was a bad teenager. Let me think. I have to think what I did when I was a teenager. Nothing really that I remember that I did, you know, that I did bad. Let me see, what can I do that when I was a teenager?
You can go to the next question.
No, I didn't remember, but I don't remember, really.
What advice would you give to your teenage self?
My teenage self? Grow up. Think, of course I can, everybody wants to be 18 year plus, so we can go to the disco, we can... you know, hang out, go out and all that. But then when you pass that, you regret it. Say, I want to be a teenager again. So what can I do? I don't know. What can I tell? Even if I, whatever I advice I give, but it won't be, you know, sufficient. It won't be convincing or not teenager, because the teenager is a teenager. That's what, you know, they learn for themselves. So.
Do you have any regrets?
No regrets.
No?
No regret at all. No regrets.
Can you tell me a story about the first time you remember being aware of politics?
The first time I was aware of who was the president of the United States, let's say that. When Ronald Reagan became a president, and he signed the amnesty for all the people who was here, you know, 1980 and up or before, and I was so happy. That was the first thing that I think about politics. All right, listen, this guy is a Republican, so I become Republican because in order to honor the guy and say, listen, this guy is, you know, he give me my paper. You know, he gave me my status to be an American, to be lawful and work no more illegal, you know. So that was a big thing for me, you know. So that was the thing that I'm.
Can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Let me tell you a story. When I was 5 years, 6 years old, I'm going to tell you a story. I look in the sky, I see the little plane flies. And I look at the ground, I see the ant walking around. I say, I know that his brother, the ant brother, is driving that plane over there. It's so small in the air, I don't think that human could fly that plane, you know, with high in the air, I say. I said that, and I figured out myself. I said, "Oh, this ant is there," you know. So that was.
How was it like growing up in like your family? Like,
we seven brother and sister, and everywhere was together. It was a fun to go out with my brother and my sister. You know, I sleep with my brother, you know, one bed, and you know, and we share the bed because, you know, it's only seven kids and three rooms. You know, you have to feed everywhere. So that was fun. That was fun. You know. Fun when you are alive, when you have many, you know, when you are a large family, you always have fun, you know? So large family is good. Everybody on the table, everybody eat, everybody complain, every, you know. So it's cool.
Can you tell me about your grandparents, your great-grandparents?
Well, my grandmother died when my mother was very young. I think 3 year or 4 year old, my mother. But, you know, I know my, and my father, you know, and my grandmother from my father, they passed away too. So I didn't know them. My grandmother, I know, is my mother again, right? My grandmother. And she was 104 year old when she died. And I was young. I was, I think, 6 year old, 7 year old. And you know, I have, you know, memories of her. Old lady, you know. I used to make her a tea. And then when she died, you know, we went to this. You know, she was how do you call? She was. Marmin, is that what it is? When you have these, you know, that person, everybody funeral? Come to see funeral. And what we did with my cousin, we went outside and played soccer. And my grandmother, she died, but we didn't realize that it was, you know, we that bad. And we have a, my goodness, my mother and my father and my aunt, everybody was so mad on us. We came from the playground where everybody was dead, you know, playing soccer.
Describe your marriage proposal.
Oh, my marriage is now 18 year old, beautiful. Don't complain.
No, proposal.
Oh, proposal. Oh, I met my wife. I met my wife in South America, and then after. I think a week that we met, I asked her, you know, propose, did you marry me? She didn't hesitate. She said yes, right away. And, you know, and a month passed by, we married already, and we're 17 years together, you know, 18 years together now. So, we don't know each other back then, but we know now.
Wow. What is your best advice for raising kids?
Best advice to raising a kid. I don't know what advice can I do to raise a kid. I guess everybody has to know that it's a big responsibility to have a kid. I guess that you have to know that you have to work hard. And then best advice is go to the supermarket and get a food and get a pamper and get all these for a month continuously, and then you'll see how hard it will be. And then you're going to realize, oh, have a kid. Oh, then, you know, then, I don't know, think it twice before you're young. But, you know, you already off college and you're working and you have a family, you marry, then have a kid, of course.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons you've learned in your life?
Important lesson is listen to your parents and study. This is very important because I will never listen to my parents. No, I want to go work and make more money if I work. But you should become, you know, study. That's the most important thing. college education, music, you know that. So, you know, as an advice, read a book, you know that. Read a book, read a newspaper. My father used to tell me, oh, I read all the book, read the newspaper, you don't have nothing. This is advice, read, make you brain, your mind richness on knowledge and all that. Read. This is advice. Read. You read every day. Boom. Mm-hmm. That's my advice.
How was it to be so far away from your parents when you were so young?
Cry. Oh, sad. And you want to go out from college. Oh, sad. You say, oh, I want to be out of here. I don't care about my home because they complaining too much. Yes. But when you leave, you see, you feel, your will is very hard to leave not only your father, your mother, your brother, your dog, your neighbor, your friends, because you lost everybody. You leave your country and you come here and you lost everybody, including your mother, your father, your brother, everybody. Everybody is become, you know, then you marry here and you have family here and they become secondary, you know. That's this is hard.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's hard.
Okay. Let's move on.
Okay.